Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Shaquille O'Neal!
Shaq,
would you guys come to see tonight?
Shaq!
Shaq, we're on live.
It's a Shaq podcast. It's a Shaq cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Boom shakalaka!
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, a big announcement to get to right off the gate. Plus, the podcast makes an appearance on The Herd. We'll get into James Dolan versus Knicks fans. We'll unveil the borderline bracket for 2019. The playoffs are officially here. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
Statute of limitations has run out, so I orchestrated the fixing of a student body election.
Wait a minute. You rigged a student?
You called Michael Cohen a creep for rigging elections. John Vladimir Kincaid. Vladimir. He rigs college, high school, and Girl Scout cookie elections.
Yes.
Look, I'm no Lori Loughlin. Let's be honest.
Wow.
It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. He's Shaquille O'Neal, Rob Jenners, you know John Kincaid, and B-Dog.
Yo.
In the house. Say yo.
Stop the music.
What now?
Oh, no.
Stop the music.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
What happened with the Lori Kincaid lady?
Lori Kincaid.
Lori Loughlin.
John.
And,
Lori.
Lori Loughlin. And also to, what was her from Desperate Housewives?
Oh, Felicity Huffman.
Felicity Huffman. They bought their empty-headed, vapid children into a university that they had no right. They fixed it with this guy who actually gets kids into schools they don't belong in. They bought their children's way.
Hasn't that been going on for years?
Yeah, it's called the NCAA. That's called the NCAA, where we let guys who are not student athletes, but they have the student part, we let them in that can't academically meet the requirements. Yes, this has been happening for years. It's called NCAA hoops and football.
All right, so what's the difference between billionaire John Kincaid having a lot of money, donating money to the university for, quote, building in order for his child to get in?
Okay, well, the thing that they did, though, is there was this guy that they went to, he fixes grades. He fakes resumes for them. They pretended to be on sports teams they never participated in. They staged photo shoots where they photoshopped them like onto the crew team.
That's how they got caught.
And Phil Mickelson says they used the service, but they didn't do anything in crooked. And we know Phil doesn't ever get involved in anything, you know, potentially crooked. So that went down. Yeah, we know. Jeez. You can bet on that, that won't be happening.
By the way, we're dragging our feet a little bit because it's like 10 o'clock in the morning when we're taping this.
No, I'm just
like
saying. I'm up. And Shaq, as somebody who didn't get my way paid to college, as someone who had to foot their own bill, get scholarship, work jobs, things like that, I resent this. And I resent it in a big way. And we've already talked about it on the show before. Olivia knows all of her expenses are covered. All that stuff's covered. But her tuition bill's her bill. And she's going to get a scholarship for it, hopefully. She's an incredible student. But that's her bill. It's not dad and mom's bill because Christina and I did not have someone pay for our college.
Stop it. Stop it, John.
I'm telling you. You're like, I don't understand this.
You better pay for that baby's college.
We will. We'll pay for her room and board. We'll pay all her expenses. She'll have nothing else to worry about. But her tuition bill is her tuition bill, just like her mom and dad paid their tuition bill. And guess what? Right now, she would stroll into one of the Georgia free scholarships if she wanted it. But she doesn't want to go to school in the South.
Right.
She values education.
She wants to go to a northern institution.
Look, we have fun on this show.
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
She's not taking her official visit to LSU, Shaq. She's going to pass on that one. So.
All right, so question is, will these ladies be charged and will they go to jail? Will they just be slapped on the wrist?
Oh, no, they may face jail time.
They could get up to 20 years in federal prison.
They could go to
cutitout.com
like origami.
I'm just
saying. Call this the origami trial.
That's what they said. I mean,
that, no, but they can.
They'll never sniff anything like that.
You don't believe that they could sniff jail time?
Oh, they might jail time, but it would be passive.
No,
it'd be
all.
Like 6 months time served.
They will not go to jail. Stop it.
Well, Aunt Becky's already lost her Hallmark movies.
Because you know what they're going to do?
What?
No, no, because you know what they're going to do?
What are they going
to
do?
Oh, we didn't know.
Oh, they knew. No. They have them dead to rights. They have them dead to rights from their emails and transcripts that they knew exactly what they were doing, and they knew they were forging documents. They knew that they were mocking this thing up.
But you know how they really got caught? Because the dude got caught.
Yes, he got caught.
The dude got caught who was doing, hold on, and then he started, No.
What they did is they got all of his, they seized all of his records. And then they found out all these people. They blatantly did it. I mean, this is worse than some of the recruiting in the SEC. I mean, getting these kids into this school. It truly is incredible. It is. So.
Didn't you say Jussie Smollett wouldn't face jail time either?
You did say that, Detective Shea. Oh, he better. He
Isn't
sure
he
as hell.
Like six, 16 counts or something?
I don't think he will.
He sure as hell better go to jail. You stoke
you
the.
Know what he's going to get?
What's he going to get?
He's going to get Piro B.A. Shion.
No, he can't. He stoked a race war. He stoked a race war. He literally made up a crime, said it was white people, said it was Trump supporters, said it was anti-gay. That's evil. What he did is evil. And if his backside doesn't go to jail, what's that?
That's called a lie.
It is.
You do it every day, John.
No. No. Don't dare. Don't dare, Shaq.
I'm just saying.
Guess what? You don't go on Good Morning America and perpetuate the lie even more and try to use poor Robin Roberts to get the word out.
I'm not saying I'm sticking up for him. I'm just saying I don't think he's going to jail.
Wow.
I think he's going to get probation and a heavy fine. I'm just saying.
A heavy fine.
Might be wrong.
Couldn't act his way out of a paper bag. So, there you go. So
fair assessment.
Now, here's what I'd do. The season finale of Empire.
Yes.
I'd have him walk out of the, he gets in a fight with his mama, and he'd walk out on the street and get hit by a bus. He'd get hit by a bus his character would be done. Or better yet, I'd have it as in the season finale, I'd have him sent to prison for faking a racial incident. And I'd actually make it close to real life. Add a little juice to Empire.
Get hit by a bus?
His character. I'd kill the character off. That's what I would do. I'd kill the character off.
But by a bus, though?
Things happen worse than that on soaps.
I mean, it'd be better if you said he got shot or
something.
That'd
be great,
like
too.
That.
No, I would like to make it very ironic.
Be the whole.
Whoa.
You said shot rather hit by a bus?
No, but what I'm saying is.
No.
Who shot Jussie?
I'd rather neither one, but getting shot is much more normal than getting hit by a bus.
No, but you know what they do is when the writers are dismissive of you, they have crazy things happen to you that just are stupid ways to write you off.
You got killed with an anvil.
When the writers are dismissive of you on the soaps, they don't give you the big dramatic storyline send off where they have a whodunit.
You get hit with an air conditioner that falls out of a window.
They do stupid stuff.
Real dumb.
Because if you piss off the writers, that's what they do to you.
Okay.
So
let's watch yourself. Let's hope an air conditioner does not fall on anybody at our 200th live episode.
Wow, this is going to be awesome.
Of the big podcast with Shaq.
And this is
so
exciting stuff.
Here's the big announcement.
My favorite place.
Yes.
Sports and Social.
At Shaq's Funhouse. Right here, Sports and Social at the Battery Atlanta. This is on Wednesday, March 27th. So next Wednesday.
Oh, this is awesome.
It's $10 to get in. Proceeds will benefit Leukemia Lymphoma Society of Georgia.
That is so awesome.
So it all
Thank
goes to a good
that.
Cause here. Tons of prizes. We start at 6 o'clock. We've already confirmed Killer Mike will be in the house.
That is awesome.
Killer Mike will be there, working on a few others to come by, but we are taping the show live at Sports and Social on Wednesday.
Killer Mike's
going to
give B-Dog an updated look.
And I need you to fly my friend in.
Who's that?
Craig Gass?
I need you to fly my friend in.
I can call Craig.
Yes.
I can call Craig and see if he's working.
We'll see if he's working.
Yeah.
That is. It's going to be so much fun.
So it looks like Craig Gass will also be there for the 200th live show.
Who else can, how can we get everybody if they are interested? Because last time we had at least four people come in from out of town.
We did. Yeah. Anil's coming in.
Okay. Anil is going to come in.
Anil's going to come in. I heard from Anil.
All right,
a couple other people that are going to show up. So Go to our social media at ShaqCast.
It's a party. It's a party. It's a party.
This is going to be awesome. Now, we will not have the Dr. Oz merry-go-round. Dr. Oz on the merry-go-round.
That we probably won't.
They will not have that. Or Jerry Springer will not be there.
If you go to our social at ShaqCast, I've got the link up on where you can get reserve your tickets.
It's going to be great.
It's up on our social media, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram at the Big Podcast with Shaq.
When Shaq throws a party,
200 show.
You want to be there. That's going to be awesome for our 200 show.
That's going to be a blast, man.
So is the LeBron era... The LeBron era could have been over.
Oh, wait, hold on. We're going to talk about the NBA, right?
Yes. Thanks, Kawhi.
I have to play.
Thank you, Kawhi. Thank you, Kawhi.
I have to play the Kawhi remix
all
every
right,
time
now,
I talk about the NBA.
Did the, I know that you know Jeannie Buss very, very well. She's family to you, Shaq.
I do.
She was.
She really is.
Let's put it this way. She wasn't happy with LeBron, and she wasn't happy with LeBron.
It had more to do with Rich Paul, I think.
I understand that, but she wasn't happy, and she was ready to cut the cord on LeBron and the Lakers. Do you not
believe? According to Rick Bucher.
Okay.
No. I was going to say what I do know about Rick Bucher is he's an FBI-type reporter. He gets stuff way before it comes out, and so if he's saying it, I'm going to go on record and say it's maybe 65% true.
So he's
I was just down there. I didn't see any. He's good.
Great reputation.
This is information. Yeah, great reputation. I was just down there. I didn't see any indication of this. However, I think B-Dog will agree with me on this. Everyone knew this year was going to be an experimental year.
Yep.
Right? Of course, you know, we got some players. We may make it to the playoff, but listen.
No, they're not making it to the playoff.
More than 20 games. No. But I'm saying LeBron missed some games, Ingram missed some games, Ball missed some games, Rondo missed some games. You got them guys playing the full season. I think they probably could have got that eighth spot because before LeBron went down, they were in the fourth spot. B-Dog, remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
But in La La Land, we don't want to just make it to the first round and get dripped. So this year is an experimental year. But next year, we ain't putting up with that. We are not putting up with this next year. So Rob has work to do, Magic has work to do, and LeBron got to get on the phone. So this year going to be a trying year.
Now, if you believe other reports too, the New Orleans Pelicans, they ain't in any race to let Anthony Davis go anywhere where it involves going with LeBron.
Yep.
They are going to sit on his backside and keep LeBron from running the NBA and getting his way. And good for you, New Orleans. Good for you. Let his ass sit. Because you can't let someone else dictate what your organization does. They're going to find another deal for him. They're going to find another deal, and a deal that is potentially in places that he might want to play. And I wouldn't be shocked if Boston's it. Is a place where he's already expressed on his list. Boston's there. They're going to keep him away.
But I also think he'll always stay.
Golden State, too. Well, Boogie's going to go, right?
Go ahead. If they win.
What do you mean?
If they win, he's going to go. Because remember, he's only playing for five. If they win, he has a ring on his belt. So if he has that monkey off his back, now he can say, you know what? I know what it takes to win the championship, and I was doing this, and blah, 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 blah. I'm not taking $5 million anymore. I need to get to the big money. Because remember, he took less money to play with a great team.
Shaq, I got a great place for him to play next year. And you know it well. Atlanta, where? Georgia. He plays with John Collins, and he plays with Trae Young. And then they have potentially two picks in the top six or seven in the draft. The Atlanta Hawks would be competing for an Eastern Conference title next year. And Atlanta would be a hot destination for the first time ever in the modern era of basketball.
Be a lot of parties, too.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, that's for sure.
Well, aren't there in San Francisco? There's lots of, those are different parties.
No, it's a little bit different. Those are the parties like they have at Bulldogs.
a lot of snapping towels.
This is breaking. Dwight Howard just signed with the Golden State Warriors.
That is terrible.
As we speak.
But look, LeBron, it's
B-Dog, I want you to check some information.
Yeah, what's up?
You said that somebody's engaged to a South Carolina basketball player. Why don't you just look that up?
Someone's engaged to a South Carolina basketball player.
All right. Yes. All
right. So, loads of information.
While you Google that and figure out that riddle.
And it's not Lori Loughlin. So we know that.
Maybe it's her kid.
It could be.
Maybe it's her kid.
One of her vapid kids. There you go.
By the way, did you hear about the James Dolan thing?
Yeah.
With the thing he got into with the fans. So I'm going to play the audio. James Dolan walking out of the out of the Garden.
The what was Mecca.
This? Yeah, with some security personnel. And a fan had the audacity to yell this at him.
Sell the team!
Anything I can sell the team? You want to not come to any more games?
Why?
Yeah, that's rude.
What's your opinion?
No, it's not an opinion. And you know what? Enjoy watching them on TV.
So I guess the empty threat there was the guy's
No, it's
banned.
Not an empty threat. He banned him.
Oh, he did?
And he banned him from concerts. Too. He banned him
what?
From the facility.
Yep.
Yes. Rob, it's true. It's and
what?
He did.
Yeah, and he should.
Now here's the
and
deal though is. And you believe he should?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't talk to me like that in my organization.
Oh, damn.
You
wow.
don't disrespect me like that. Because guess what? It's a waiting list.
Wait a minute, though.
Is
yeah.
Is there really still a waiting
no.
list
yeah.
at the Garden?
For the best seats in the house, there is.
New York people love their Knicks. That's what they do. John, that's like somebody coming up to the Buck and Kincaid show disrespecting you right there.
They
you
do.
Know,
all the time.
Don't listen.
they seriously do all the time.
What do you tell them? Don't listen, right?
No, I tell them, yeah. thank you for listening.
And you tell
though.
Them, don't listen.
No, I don't. I tell them, thank you for listening. I always go, at least you're listening. Someone will be the biggest jackass to me, and I'll say, thank you for listening.
I'm with James Dolan.
Wow.
Wow. I can't
you
believe it.
Well, there's plenty of room
yeah,
on that
no
island.
Wow. There is no wow.
There's plenty
yes,
of room.
There is, wow.
There's plenty of room on that island because nobody's with
yeah.
you. Nobody.
I mean, it's
with
just a. It's just well. A. It's a fan who just shouted something from the stands. He means nothing. He's inconsequential,
no,
but he gave you his money to get in the building, and you kick him out.
No. He was being disrespectful. He waited for James Dolan to walk by, and he targeted out.
Sell the team.
Now listen, if James was sitting across and he yelled that, cool. Don't wait for the man to walk out and then
wow.
try to be a jackass and try to be funny. You ain't funny now when you're sitting at home watching his cable service and watching a game.
That's what do you, yeah, Shaq, you what do you do always that. Tell us about social media and everything? You'll go, who? Who critiqued me? Who? You
but,
always
yeah,
say
but,
you always say to us, ignore
yeah, but
this
was
stuff.
Live. This was live.
Okay.
Yeah, but this was live.
Wow.
The man walking out from a terrible team. He knows his team is terrible. And this little jackass, obscenity in front of everybody.
Wow.
Getting chuckles and laugh. Who's laughing now? I'd have did the same thing. Sometimes you got to fight fire with a bigger fire.
Wow.
Man.
He started it, John. Don't give me the wow.
Okay, I'm
don't
just surprised.
Wow.
All right, yeah.
when this
you
is,
smack me first.
I just want you to know when this is
and that's
viral.
Why,
when this
and that's
is viral
why I'm
next
smack
week.
His ass back.
When this is viral next week, you're going to know
don't
why.
I would have did the same
okay.
thing.
Okay.
That man started it. That
all
man
right.
started it. You can't
wow.
do that.
I didn't realize that, man.
Show some
I'm
respect.
Telling you. Fans heckle all the time. It's crazy. So
yeah, show some respect. Show the team.
Hey.
Show the team.
It's the greatest time of the year in hoops. We got March Madness this week, March Mania. It's March Money, too, because here at Podcast One Sportsnet, we're competing against one another again in the Sportsnet Bracket, presented by our exclusive partners at betonline.ag.
Sign up today for a free account on betonline.ag and use the promo code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. Yes, a 50% bonus once you're all signed up. Find out your bracket online. But make sure you get this done before the deadline, which is Wednesday at midnight.
Hey, I've got my full tourney preview coming up. I do like the Zags, despite them losing in the conference tournament. Everyone loves Duke. Will Virginia get a shot at redemption? We're going to find out each week throughout the tournament. The Podcast One Sportsnet show that has picked the most games correctly is going to be rewarding listeners with cash right into your betonline.ag account. So even if your bracket gets busted early, don't worry. The fun's going to continue each week.
It's the hashtag Sportsnet Brackets presented by betonline.ag. Wednesday at midnight is the deadline. And don't forget to use promo code PODCAST1. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
March Madness is upon us, and Dan Patrick has you covered.
I probably wouldn't do the hat because I don't want to mess up the hair.
Join Dan and the Danettes as they keep up with every twist and turn in the NCAA tournament on the Dan Patrick Show. Every day, hear the hottest takes and the biggest celebrity interviews from the world of sports and entertainment.
It's as cocky and confident as Baker Mayfield is.
Don't miss the madness on the Dan Patrick Show, right here on Podcast One.
I haven't yet another Russell Westbrook
oh, yeah,
versus a fan conversation
oh, we do.
To
yes,
have,
we do.
Which is insane that I feel like we just had this conversation. It's like deja vu. But this happened at the Utah game the other night when Westbrook got into a verbal altercation with a fan that said, quote, I'll F you up, you and your wife. he was yelling at this guy from the stands.
Now, here's the difference, though, with Russ. This time, he was facing what, and I will only go off the man's social media, what appears to be a guy who enjoys, like, probably hanging out with white supremacists. By his tweets, by his nasty nature on social media, I have no doubt that he was rude, ignorant, and filthy to Russell Westbrook. So a guy who has gotten on Russell Westbrook in the past, I absolutely would back him in this regard. I don't believe for one second that this guy is some charming guy that just got caught up in it.
And I appreciate you saying that. That's how they are in Utah. Exactly how they are. Listen, it happens. John, I played in the SEC, John. Mississippi State.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Ole Miss, a lot of places. But, you know, this is just how fans are. And we, as athletes, we are supposed to take it. You know, Russell has always been a class act. I saw on Instagram the other day, I think they were in the playoffs, and they had this guy going back and forth with Russell. Wish I could forward it to you, B-Dog. And the guy was calling Russ boy. And Russ did the right thing. He's like, hey, don't call me boy. And he went and got the security. But listen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. If the person wouldn't have recorded it and printed it out, we wouldn't even be talking about this.
There is a line.
It happens. And Sacramento. Sacramento.
Yeah.
Sacramento, when I call them boys the Queens, I couldn't even go out, even though I went out. But, man, listen, I heard it all.
Wow. I mean, look.
But I knew what they were trying to do.
It's a disgrace.
They were trying to distract me.
they wanted you off your game.
Of course.
During a critical series, they wanted you off your game. Russell Westbrook, in this regard.
Right.
I wouldn't advocate a physical. There's no thing for physical confrontation, but he absolutely, anybody getting on him, all you do is the little bit of research on this guy and you realize this is human filth. He's human filth just by his social media. So that means he's probably far worse.
And now he's suing.
Oh yeah.
And now he's suing.
I can't. Oh, boy, I'd love to be the attorney going up against him.
Oh,
I'd love to be the one going up against him.
He's suing.
Oh yeah, he's been so hurt.
I can see you now, John.
Oh man, I'd love to go up against him in court.
Have you ever watched Black Panther?
Did you see Dirk Nowitzki though? And Rob, I sent this one to you on purpose because I wanted Shaq to respond to it. The idea that Dirk. And I think that he's talked about something that we've heard Shaq talk about over the years here on the podcast. I don't know if it's about winning as much anymore as it is looking good on Instagram and Twitter and having followers and having clicks and likes. He was interviewed by The Athletic. Shaq, you always say this, that for some guys it's more about the styling and profiling and the posing than it is about what the grind is and the winning that was about your generation and the generations that preceded you.
Yeah. I mean, I keep hearing this term, and I don't like it. This generation. And, you know, especially in the sport that we love so much, you got guys working out together, and it's, you know, the fight and the fight to be great and the fight to you know, make a name for yourself just isn't anymore. And this fashion, I don't know what the hell these kids are doing.
They look like they got dressed in the dark. I mean, seriously, you have them. And then now the capris are coming back. Now that the warm weather's coming, we know the NBA players wearing the capris. And then the fake Urkel glasses, that's always good, too. And the designer backpacks. Seriously, it's like teenage girls.
Fake Urkel glasses.
Yeah, they're like teenage girls on Instagram. Oh, how am I going to dress tonight? I've laid out my post-game wardrobe. And you know what, though? This generation.
It's all about the follows, John.
And you know who they're taking their lead from? Mr. Laker himself. No, I forgot. He's really Mr. Cavalier. He's just borrowing the Laker brand. LeBron. They're all trying to follow LeBron's lead.
He didn't start that.
No, but they're all trying to follow LeBron's lead.
He didn't start that.
The this generation stuff? Come on.
And that's where they're going to mess up.
Having a Kobe burger at Shaquille's.
Why? By the way, we did make it on The Herd with Colin Cowherd with Shaq's take on.
Did we?
On LeBron. Oh, we didn't make anything.
No, exactly.
No. Shaquille
and I only
did.
Hosted Colin's show for 5 freaking years.
Yeah.
I hosted his show for 5 years.
All right.
I mentioned your name.
No, you think he'd throw us a bone?
Cut it out. Come I always mentioned, you see.
No, him. I'm just saying,
no,
is that.
I mentioned your guy's name. He just cut
you
it out.
You do. I mean, you're.
He just cut it out.
Yeah,
he
says, that's great. Yeah, isn't that awesome?
I did. All right, so let me
just cut it out.
It's ridiculous.
Let me just play the clip of Colin because actually I kind of think Colin's reaction to Shaq's video is really good.
So I like Shaquille O'Neal. I think Shaq's very funny. Shaq will, he's old school. And Shaq was talking about LeBron James, the trade rumors, and how it bothered all the young kids. And here's Shaq defending LeBron and the trade rumors and how the young Laker players need to get over it.
That's what the hell you're supposed to do. I did that all the time. Why do you think me and Kobe had beef? Yeah, that's what you do.
Okay, this is the classic example of, in Shaq's generation, players were tougher. Players weren't as coddled. Now it's AAU basketball, and you're coddled and recruited. And then it's college basketball for a year, and you're coddled and recruited. And it's the NBA, and you make so much money now, they fire the coach. Fact. Coach of the year? Coach of the year last year. Ended up winning his award across the street at Starbucks. He was unemployed. And so you can't, in 2019, use the same principles that Shaq did. Shaq's like, hey, in the old days, you just told a guy, you may get traded. Yeah, but in the old days, guys flew commercial. They would get up at 6 in the morning and be sitting next to a car salesman.
That's why I like when intelligent people could sit at a table and have a conversation. See, I never looked at it like that. And the reason why I never looked at it like that, because I'm not changing. What made me who I am today, that's what I'm sticking with, B-Dog, until the wheels fall off. But he makes a great point. In this generation, I guess you have to bend the rules sometime. However, if I was a general manager or owner, I'd be just like Greg Popovich. We're going to do it my way, using my system.
Good for
but
you,
he makes
man.
A great point.
By the way, I got to tell you this about Pops. Just a side note. I think this year, having that band of players still being in contention, to me, may be his best coaching job ever. And this is a guy who's won championships. How the hell does he get that team to still be relevant with that roster, Shaq? Honestly. I mean, Popovich is fantastic.
Because he does it his way. Yeah, he's fantastic, but he does it his way. I call it the system. You know, messing around with the system.
By the way, there is a wager, I believe. There was a wager made, I believe. We're going to have to go back and check the tape about Luke Walton lasting the season. And there was a big hand wave from me that he's going to last the season now. There were some people in this room who said he wouldn't.
Yes.
Just going to say he's made it.
Who,
me? Yeah, he made the season.
No, but I said he's going to make the season, right?
No, I was the one who said Luke would make the season before the year that Luke would make the season.
Oh, okay.
And he wouldn't get – I tell you this, he's not going to make next season.
Well, that's not
because
yet.
And if they bring in Tyronn Lue, I hope they have the puppet strings are reinforced really strong so we don't see them. Maybe they make them thin when LeBron's pulling the strings. Tyronn Lue coming in. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great.
Whatever you got to do to win. Whatever you got to do to win the championships.
Tyronn Lue?
That's
seriously?
All we care about. La, la, la.
Expertise?
He did it in Cleveland.
No, he did not.
He did it in Cleveland.
No, he didn't.
Well, who did it?
I believe his name was LeBron James. For God's sakes. I mean, seriously,
okay,
we could have put Jenner's
what?
On the sideline.
He could have
LeBron
James is in L.A. land, too.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, man, the jobs program. Saying. A jobs program.
By the way, real quick, before we move on, can we teach Colin Cowherd how to say your
name? What you think, B-Dog?
Shaquille.
That is how you say my name.
I Shaquille prefer
O'Neal.
Not to have
Shaquille O'Neal.
I prefer not to have Tyronn Lue.
No.
That's how you said my name. Stay off Colin Cowherd. He's my guy.
Shaquille.
What'd you say, B-Dog?
I said I prefer probably not to have Tyronn Lue because then it's, like you said, it's the puppet strings right. All over again.
Well, I mean, he's
because you have
on,
to bring
the puppet
in
the strings that win.
But they're only going to win is if they bring other guys
B-Dog
in.
They didn't win because of Tyronn Lue.
Listen, the man.
Tyronn Lue didn't win anything.
Listen.
What is Greg Popovich doing with a roster that was totally gutted? He's a coach. He knows how to coach, expertise, teach a system. Tyronn Lue fell the freak apart.
Didn't I keep telling you that the coach is overrated?
You always have said that. You've always said that.
Guys got to get it done, John. Guys got to get it done.
Yep.
Right. But you got to put guys together. You got to put them. You got to give them the opportunity to shine. That's what he does.
Let's shake him. Let's shake him with Stephen A. Smith real quick.
The Lakers stink.
Yeah, that is.
Somebody has to say it.
I'll say it too, Stephen A. I love
I'll just
it.
Keep that drop
That's good.
Forever.
Hey, don't you wish you didn't have to get up and go to work?
Yes.
I know Shaq says that at least 3 days a week. Don't you wish you could just be a kid again? Well, you know what? You can. I know the Jenners are going to be doing this later this month at Walt Disney World, the perfect escape. And now as an adult, you get to experience it in entirely new ways. They're awesome.
From the excitement or after-hour events to cool drinking options, now the theme to find your happy place at Walt Disney World. Enjoy classic attractions you love as a child, like Space Mountain, Test Tracker at Epcot, Conquer the Mountain, Trifecta Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Big Thunder Mountain, or explore new immersive worlds like Pandora, the world of Avatar, at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park, where you can ride the back of a breathing banshee.
Yeah, don't forget, there's all new Toy Story Land.
Don't make that sound, John.
There's all new Toy Story Land at Disney's Hollywood Studios, which is awesome. You can experience the exciting toy-filled world of Andy's backyard. You can even discover a side of Disney that you've never seen before. We're talking foodie dining, unique shopping, and other magical experiences at Disney Springs. And I love Disney Springs. There are so many cool attractions, great characters that bring your childhood back to life, and new experiences that you can appreciate even more now that some of you pretend to be adults.
The world tells you to grow up, but at Walt Disney World, you never have to.
Rob, how excited is the family for the trip?
Very. They're going nuts. I mean, everybody's going nuts.
There's a daily countdown going? Yeah, the countdown going now? Yeah,
what day are you going?
I think I roll up when you guys are in Miami. We leave on Saturday the 30th.
Oh, man. Do you have the magic bands yet?
Oh, yeah.
So they've arrived?
Yeah.
I was going to hook you up, but notgonnabethere.com.
Not going to be in the mix.
All right, but I got to tell you, as excited I am to go to Disney every year, I am just as excited for what's about to happen.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the playoffs.
Your beat, Rob?
That's just one of those Shannon Sharp remixes from online that we're going to use as this year's theme.
Yo.
All right. Here we go. It is the playoffs. So, we've gone through all of the entries from the last, I want to say, year of the Shaqcast.
Yes.
And I've gone through and found all the ones that Shaq designated as
playoffs,
going to the playoffs. Now, I ended up with
You listen to all the shows?
Every single stinking one of them.
Producer. He puts them together,
you are such an amazing producer.
Gotta love it.
That was not the exchange that you and I had last night on text. It seemed far less complimentary last night.
Because you know why?
Because
you know why? Because you guys get in panic mode. Don't panic.
Nobody's
don't worry about
panicking.
The problem. Worry about the solution.
Are we going to air Dirty Laundry on the show?
Oh, it's not a priority, and it's not this, and you cancel, and you schmancel, and blah, blah.
Uh-oh.
Hey, just figure out a solution.
We got to be on
and
Jerry Springer with
it. Out this morning.
Here's the solution. Without Jenners, there's no show. But that's fine. Exactly. Let's go into another conversation.
And Kevin Hart canceled almost twice. And I went,
I don't complain about that.
We don't complain about that.
I only care about what you cancel.
There you go.
I don't care about anybody else.
It's not the big podcast the with Kevin Hart. Vito, I better not. I'll tell you, you bail on us right now. I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh, I don't panic. I'm cool under pressure.
Oh, yeah, here he is.
Yeah, see, you got to be cool.
Tell us
down by one, check at the free throw line, it's going in.
Okay, well, as we stood last night.
Analogy.
The game wasn't even freaking booked.
Dirty Laundry. We need a Dirty Laundry sound effect.
All right. Let's start with the playoffs. Let's head to the number one seed. This was coming on the other side of the bracket. This is Derek Lewis coming in at the number one seed this year, who had a huge knockout after UFC 229 and had the best post-fight interview with Joe Rogan ever. This initially came to us from our old friend Scotty on Twitter.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand. Talk us through this, Derek.
I understand.
I forgot. A few hours before the fight, Donald Trump called me and told me I got knocked this Russian motherfucker out because they're making him look bad on the news. You know, him and Putin and
Listen, Derek, you came into this fight the number two contender. With that knockout, you're absolutely one of the top guys in line for a shot at the title next. So tell us what you think about that.
I need to sit my black ass down and do some cardio. What you talking about right now? I ain't trying to fight for no title right now. I don't have no gas tank right there. Thanks for having me.
All right, so then
I love him.
It's one of the best ever. Really,
oh God, that is awesome.
All right, so
Donald Trump called me earlier.
He said I got to do some cardio.
He is so, that was absolutely awesome. And Joe Rogan laying back just enough to let it all go on. Great job, Joe's a pro, man. He is a pro.
And gave us the drop we keep forever.
My balls was hot.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, they were.
That's
thanks.
The reason.
Thanks,
now,
Derek.
Who's he going up against, though? Because last year we saw the first time ever a 16 beat a 1.
All right, so number
In the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, so in the number 16 seed, we've got Borderline Detective Anil, who sent us this wonderful flub from a show called Saturday Morning Kitchen. They were coming back from break, and this happened.
Delicious looking dick from. sorry about that. Delicious looking dish from Rick there. Pork, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm telling you.
All right, so.
Sounds like you liked the
play
delicious.
That again.
All right, hold on. This is, by the way, this is a 16 seed. That's how good the bracket is this year.
Delicious.
All right, here you go.
Delicious looking dick from. sorry about that. Delicious looking dish from Rick there. Pork, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that was delicious. All right.
It's delicious.
I don't know about you guys, but the point guard on the 16 team seat, he's really stroking it.
Oh,
nice little stroke. Might be an upset.
Man. Yeah.
Might be an upset.
All right, so let's get your votes. Who's going to move on in the bracket? The number one seed, Derek Lewis. Or the number 16, Delicious Dick.
Oh, 16.
One.
16.
One.
B-Dog, come
Rob,
on, B-Dog.
Where are you going?
I can't.
B-Dog.
He's hanging a one
hey,
up in the
fella,
air.
I got to go with that one. That Derek Lewis is funny,
Derek
bro.
Lewis is a genius, man.
Come
he's
on, B-Dog.
He's a genius. No, he's.
Come on, B-Dog.
B-Dog's
number one.
B-Dog's
number one.
I don't think B-Dog.
He came out hard. I'm just letting you know.
All right. All right. B-Dog's official response.
You guys, my balls was hot.
You guys are being dicks.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right, what do we got in the next
one? All right, next matchup.
Here we go.
This is going to be your number 8 seed. This is Kevin Garnett on the Chris Vernon show. They asked him, when's the last time you played basketball, Kevin? And he had this response.
When's the last time you played basketball?
I played basketball probably 2 months ago. I was walking past some in Lifetime. Kid said something real cute. I went in there, boned his ass, and walked.
Wow, that's one of the reasons I left Lifetime. It happened one too many times.
Boned is a. Oh, yeah, he's raw and uncut.
All right, that's a good one.
No, man. Shaq, it's like your second borderline. All right, that, by the way, originally came to us from Dalto on Twitter. And he's going up against the number 9 seed. This is initially came from Alex at our Gmail. It's former Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz. On Jalen and Jacoby, talking about how he was taught to control a game.
A guy by the name of Dominic Hickson told me when I was a rookie, he said, man, if you ever have the opportunity to hold your team, this team, any team by the balls, hold it. Hold on to it. Get his, suck all the juice out of it because that's what's going to change the game.
I'm going to let y'all vote first. Okay. Go ahead, B-Dog.
All right, so let's go get
go ahead, B-Dog.
Go ahead, B-Dog, go first.
I'm going to go with Victor Cruz.
I go Victor Cruz also.
All right, Kincaid's going Victor Cruz.
I'm going
Cruz.
The 8-9. I'm going the
Shaquille?
9.
Shaquille? All right.
Yeah, that one, yes.
All right, so
that's a little rough.
There you go. Congratulations there. Victor Cruz moves on to the 9 seed.
That's a little rough.
Well, we got our first upset in the bracket.
I like it.
That's good there.
All right, let's go with our number 3 seed in the next matchup. This was literally our very first borderline entry of the new bracket year. It was the very first clip we played last year. It was Shannon and Skip talking about LeBron James getting better as his career goes on. Yet, for some reason, pudding came up.
Without question. Without question.
Say it again, Eddie.
Without question. He is getting better. The proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
And the best
you like pudding, don't you?
I love banana pudding with them wafers.
Woo!
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man. You got to let the bananas get ripe for like 3 days, let them sit out.
I'll let you eat my pudding.
And the thing is,
not the first time Skip said that.
Whoa.
How do you think you got that contract?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Man, that was
usually
really,
you pay extra for that, Skip.
All right. Now, could this be upset, though? There might be an upset in the making.
All right, well, the number 14 seed is who Skip is facing here, and it was sent to us by a number of people. It's Hubie Brown at the number 14.
I'm going to run it down, not foul you, allow you to release the ball, then I'm coming in your face.
Oh, Hubie.
Well,
maybe with the little blue pill, Hubie's still doing that.
Release the balls and they come in your face.
Hubie's still doing that at his age. Yeah. That's good.
Good for him.
I'm going to go eat your pudding on this one.
Eat your pudding? That's your number three seed moving on, John?
Yeah. I'm raising a glass to Hubie Brown.
Oh, John goes Hubie Brown.
I'm going 14 for a big upset there.
B-Dog. Three seed. B-Dog goes Shannon. And I got to go Skip and Shannon.
Skip! All right, so the three seed advances.
All right, so next up, you've got your number six seed. This came to us very recently from Nick on Twitter. It was from the Starters. They were talking about batting cages for some reason, and here's what we got.
I know I like it, but yeah. I always think I'm going to enjoy it, and then I step in there, and I'm like, whoa! These balls are coming at me real fast.
Oh. Boy, there's a drop.
There you go.
That was your number six seed from the Starters facing your number 11 seed. This was college graduation season last summer, and this woman had a lot of names to read, and she just got one of them wrong.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
Julie, and the crowd, too. Just,
Julie Jerkoff wins. I'm advancing Julie Jerkoff. Who's with me? Who's with me here in the room? Yeah. B-Dog's along, Rob.
Yeah, I'm down. It's going to be an 11
seed.
With
Julie Jerkoff, the 11 seed.
You good with that, Shaq?
You all right there, Shaq, without advancing?
Yes, I am.
Julie Jerkoff.
Yes, I am.
And Julie, you're welcome on the show anytime. We'd love to have Julie Jerkoff on the show anytime.
I'm sure you would. All right, let's go to the number five seed, our very own John Kincaid.
What?
Coming in at a number five seed on this side of the bracket.
Wow.
This was Kincaid promoting our opening day tailgate last year.
Oh, geez.
And we got this.
Free Danner, all ages, music by Ono Stereo, Atlanta's best cover band, playing all your favorite hits, cornhole games, specialty cockholes. Cocktails.
What did you say?
There's no word there that's bad, Hoyt.
Huh?
There wasn't a bad word there.
Yeah, what did you say?
Cockhold.
Specialty cockholes.
Specialty cockholes.
It was specialty cockholes, too. Not normal. These are special ones.
What? Two fingers.
Oh, no.
Who's going up against me?
All right,
one finger.
I have a feeling I'm advancing. Tell me who I'm up against.
Yeah, you are.
Who am I up against?
You're up against Skip and Shannon.
All right.
So Skip and Shannon at your 12 seed. We're going to see if Kincaid can hold his own against Undisputed Detective Matthew, who sent us this when they were talking about, I believe, Trae Young having a hard time finishing.
6'5". Trae Young, 6'2", and has a hard time finishing. Does this kid have a hard time finishing? He does not.
Either hand.
Oh, boy.
So that was your...
either hand.
That was early declared as a playoff entry.
I win. Come on. I win, right?
I advance, right?
Yeah, all day, every day.
Yes, you do. All right, there we go. I advance.
And by the way, the John moment also gave us...
What did you say?
The classic Buck Ballew drop.
Buck Ballew, legendary championship quarterback.
This is true. All right, number four seed on this side of the bracket. By the way, we're only still on the first side of the bracket.
Unbelievable.
From inside the NBA... On TNT, this was halftime of a Houston game. You had two Cirque du Soleil performers balancing on each other, and Shaq and Chuck got into it, and we got this.
That's incredible. Me and you could do that, Chuck. No, we can't do that. I can't hold your fat ass up.
If I'm fat, then you obese.
Who's going to be at the base?
Oh, there you go. Ernie, you crossed a very fine line just then.
Who's going to be at the base and who's going
to
be...
Way to get it, clean it up. Woo, Ernie, you scared me for a second. I almost caught that coming out. Whoa. What? You almost caught it coming out.
I love it when Borderline ends up on TNT. That is always good. All right, who's he up against?
That's your number four seed facing a podcast-to-podcast Borderline. This was initially from Joe at our Gmail. It's Edge and Christian's podcast. They celebrate...
This is religious?
...the start of their podcast. You know, the wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
They celebrate the start of their podcast by drinking a beer, but for some reason they call it the goo, and you got this.
You want to know why? Here it is.
Ah!
Or the yerba.
Oh, the goo's going down my throat soon. Hey, what? get the goo.
Oh, jeez. I'm surprised that wasn't a... I can't believe that wasn't a Skip Bayless. Seriously. Wait a minute. No, we stick Chuck and Shaq. Chuck and Shaq advance. And B-Dog says the same thing.
What do you think?
You guys advance.
Over the goo?
Over the goo.
Yes, over the goo.
Goo going down the man's throat?
Yeah, Chuck and Shaq.
The goo's going down my throat soon.
Well, that is crazy.
All right.
I don't know. Come on, B-Dog.
What?
Come on, B-Dog.
I'm skipping that podcast, I'll tell you that.
No, you all win because you all virtually had two borderline moments in that one clip.
In one clip, which is awesome. So I'm skipping that podcast.
All right, good. Plus, we get to play this clip all the time.
Almost caught that coming out.
Thank you, Chuck. You get to bring that back forever. All right, let's go to our number 7 seed, Colin Cowherd, talking about chemistry in NBA locker rooms. This was kind of a weird term. It came from Steph at our Gmail, and Shaq loved this.
I love Chauncey Billups in my locker room. I love Shane Battier. I liked him in my locker room. I like Udonis Haslam in my locker room. Some guys lubricate the locker room.
No. Some guys lubricate the locker room.
Shaq walked around naked, so I don't know if he was the one lubricating the locker room or not.
That's allegedly.
That is alleged. And let's go to our number 10 seed facing off in this side of the bracket. This is Skip. Of course, it came from Matthew, Joe, Curtis, and a number of other people. Skip talking about the offensive coordinator of the LA Rams, Wade Phillips.
You give him two corners like that,
yeah,
and you give him a little bit of a pass rush, and he is going to come down your throat with that defense. You know this.
I'm just smiling. I didn't say nothing.
Man, first Hubie Brown, now Wade Phillips.
Oh, man.
With the blue and the yellow pills.
I didn't say nothing. I just smiled.
Oh, man. I'm saying Skip.
Rob, I'm giving that to Skip. I'm giving it 10 upset. I'm giving that to Skip too, but Rob, you got to add that Shannon thing to your thing.
Yeah. I'd say nothing.
I'm going the 10-7 upset there. I'm going Skip. Skip gets that in the 10-7 upset.
Yeah, me too.
All right, cool.
All right,
so last entry on this side of the bracket. This is something Shannon and I watched live. We got it from a number of big podcast listeners, Chris, Terry, JP, and Joe. It is from Survivor, where they had to balance the two balls on a plate. And we got all this borderline goodness from Jeff Probst.
You have two balls you were trying to balance on your disc. Mike's ball starting to move. Got to get it back in control. Angelina, both balls separating, hanging on opposite sides of the disc. That is a dangerous spot to be. Kara's ball's now on the move.
Oh.
Angelina trying to get back in control of her balls. Angelina's balls drop. She is out. We are down to 5. Davey's ball starting to separate now. Which is worse, balls separating or balls clanging together? Both give you that uncomfortable feeling in this challenge.
Gosh. That had to be done on purpose. That had to all be on purpose.
Yeah, he had to know that was coming.
That is absolutely awesome. So all right, who's he up against? That's going to be a hard
one to
beat.
He had to know that was coming, John.
Exactly.
He had to know that was coming, John.
He had to. He did. Bump, 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 bump.
Oh, no. Bump, 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 bump. I'm barely out of my morning coffee, and you're bump, bump. All right, let's go. The number 15 seed is who Jeff Probst is facing here. It is a WGN anchor in Pennsylvania, Dutch country. They didn't know how to pronounce the name of this town. And this is from Magic at our Gmail initially.
Here's some other great town names. Letits.
What? No, that's not.
Letits.
That's not right.
It's spelled.
No, it's Letits.
Letits.
And
I love that one.
I've been to Letits.
Letits.
Yeah.
Letits. Oh, man. There's some full figured ladies.
Rob and John.
Yes.
Yeah, but
I owe you an apology.
Why?
Guess who I met the other day?
Who?
The reporter that talked about crispy bacon.
Real crispy bacon?
Oh, my God. Did you really?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I met him. And he said that, he heard us laughing about it on the podcast.
Oh, that's awesome.
Crispy bacon. That's
I thought
so
you made that up,
I have another one for you. I have another one for you coming up. You've got some other fans. Some famous, famous fans I'm going to share with you in a minute.
Okay. All right. We'll get to those. All right. Who moves on there, by the way? Who's going to move on?
Oh, come on.
Survivor?
The Survivor's too big.
Okay.
It's too big, right?
Yeah, Survivor.
It's too big. Oh. That's too big.
It is, John.
Yeah, it's way too big.
All right.
All right, now look.
So we'll get to the other side of the bracket here in a minute.
And now look, our friends at Vivid Seats want you to know that if you've been looking to get to tournament games, this is the time of year. Look, everybody gets into college hoops. Even if you're just a marginal college hoops fan, this next 3-4 weeks is just going to be magic. And our folks at Vivid Seats, so I have a challenge to you. Shaq, we're going to hear so much from people about teams that have to travel in the NCAA tournament versus teams that get to stay closer to home. You're a myth buster a lot of times with sports on this show. Is that a myth? Does it really matter in the NCAA tournament where you're playing and whether you got to play 100 miles from your campus or 300 miles from your campus? How big a deal is that really?
It only matters for the teams that have great discipline. If Duke is close to home, they're going to win every time. If Gonzaga's close to home, they're going to win every time.
Zag.
Right? So a lot of teams, Zags, a lot of teams, it doesn't matter. But so it's kind of true and not true.
What kind of pressure is on Virginia after being the number one seed last year and you lose to a 16 and you're in great position to be potentially a 1 or a 2 this year again? So what kind of pressure is on them in that first game? I would imagine you come out so tight.
That's what I was going to say, an immense amount of pressure because they're going to be thinking about it. Especially, I mean, like you could go in there like, oh, no, no, and then, you know, go up to a 10-point lead, and then once it starts happening again, you know, the sprinkler's going to get a little tight, really, really
yeah,
tight.
Yeah, it starts to get it is a bit of a problem there. And you've got in the Kentucky always, you know, with John Calipari, people always say about him, Shaq, that he's a hell of a recruiter. But when he gets into the tightest games, and I'm one of these people, when he gets into the tightest games in the tournament, I don't think he's a master strategist. I don't think he's a guy who is going to be grabbing the clipboard and drawing up great plays to lead his team to victory. He's going to either out-talent you or he isn't. Is that a fair or is that not fair?
I agree. I agree. He's going to rely on his best player on the team to pull it through. And a lot of times players have pulled it through for him.
And by the way, he gets the credit because he gets those players to come play there. And he keeps them happy. Keeps them all happy. So gets them paid, right? And that's the idea. I'm sending my daughter to college one day to get paid. So, hey, we've been all over it this week, and it's finally here. Tournament time. And we get our weekly look around the dance, which we just did courtesy of our friends at Vivid Seats. And if you want to go to the games this year, check out the deals at Vivid Seats, because with Vivid Seats, you can get in on the madness because they're the top source for tickets for all the live events you want to see. I've used Vivid Seats before to get to some of the best games of my life in the NFL. And you need to use them too and start making memories yourself.
You can sort by price, look for seats in the section and row of your choice. Vivid Seats already offers great pricing, but they're sweetening the deal, John.
Yeah.
Especially for ChatCast listeners. New customers can receive 10% off their first ticket order to save even more money when they use the promo code BRACKET just for you guys, baby, because we love you.
And go to the App Store or Google Play Store, download the Vivid Seats mobile app. We're talking 10% off your first Vivid Seats order when you use the promo code BRACKET. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 100% guarantee that ensures your tickets are always going to be the real deal.
From the biggest concert and games to the hottest theaters and more, Vivid Seats has it all. Download the app and enter promo code BRACKET for 10% off your first order on Vivid Seats.
Shaq, I don't know if you saw it when we were on our spring break trip, the Kincaid's up in New York last week, going to the Broadway shows and everything. We were in Manhattan. One of the things we got to do is we went to the
set. I saw you big time.
We went to the set of SVU and hung out with our friend Kelly Giddish, who is a huge Shaq fan, by the way. But also, Shaq, Mariska Hargitay, Benson herself, also a huge Shaq fan. Well, guess what? Kelly wants you to be her guest to come and see over at Chelsea Piers. Come on over and next year, because they're wrapping up for the year, but next year when the fall and the winter comes around, they want you to come on by and see them at SVU. So sometime when you're in New York,
that's awesome.
They want you to come on by. It's right
Kelly,
there.
Miss Kelly, I accept your offer. I didn't know you were a fan. I'm definitely a fan of yours. Tell your husband and your family hello, and I will definitely be there.
Well, I can tell you this is maybe you can get maybe Detective Rollins could put you in cuffs.
Easy.
I'm just saying.
Easy.
Just saying.
Easy.
Might be arranged.
We'll tell her to hook it up.
There you go. Oh, we're gonna see.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna make sure she knows. It'll be next season though, as Law and Order SVU will be back again for a 21st season.
Crazy.
Unbelievable.
All right, you ready?
All right, here we go. Let's do
ready
it.
Ready to do the other half of the bracket?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. Here we go.
I was listening to this on the way to work today.
I'm sure you are, with the windows down.
Yo.
Since we're really focusing on the bracket this week,
sure.
we will not have any new borderlines to add, probably for like the next 2 weeks, but please keep sending them.
Right.
TheBigPodcastWithShaq@gmail.com. Next week on the show, we will get into Shaq on Hot Ones, which was First We Feast, which was very, very funny. We just didn't have time to get into all that today, and we did see your borderline from that as well. So we'll get into those coming up shortly.
My nephew loved...
Breaking news before we start.
What's that?
Oh.
Breaking news before we start.
Go for it.
Jazz permanently banned another fan who was caught on camera calling Russell Westbrook boy during the 2018 playoffs.
Excellent.
Remember I told you about that video with the guy?
Yep. Good job by the Jazz.
Yep.
Now, you see where I totally disagree with James
yes,
Dolan. I absolutely agree with the Jazz. Let's get these asses out of the stadiums. Seriously, let's get them out of our stadiums. Honestly, let's get them out of the stadiums. I stopped myself from reading.
I'm John Kincaid. Rob, I'm John Kincaid, stadium director. Let's get these asses out of the stadium.
Let's get them out.
Here we go.
A message from the all-new WNBA.
Here we go.
All right, so let's go to our...
Jackass.
Let's go to our...
No, I'm serious. Look, the price of admission doesn't mean you get to act like an ass. Seriously. Because it ruins my time at the game.
If I'm going to pay that kind of money, I'm going to act like an ass. I'm sorry.
All right, you can. There you go. All right, let's get down to business.
All right, let's go. Let's go with our number two seed to start.
I didn't think this was that funny a take, but I like it.
Oh, it is. Act like an ass.
Seriously, pay that kind of money. Act like a dummy. See, now you got him down the spiral. Now we're never coming back.
All right, let's do it. Let's get to this because someone has a show to do today.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There
all right, let's wrap it up with
right,
you
in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
so
we got you.
There we go.
Let's go number two seed on this side of the bracket. It is Shannon Sharp at your number two seed.
Oh, here we go, Shannon.
It is from Undisputed Detective Matthew, and this was them talking about the Cowboys, and somehow this turned into conversation about water pistols. It was weird.
I'm going to buy a water gun that's shaped like a male anatomy part.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's his finger. I don't know what it is. But I'm just saying.
We know what it is.
And I'm going to go to the club, and this is what I'm going to do. This is going to be my ideal for it.
I'm going to stick it in the front of my fanny pack, where it's, I don't know.
I heard the real estate is good in Dallas. You get your big old spray in, Skip.
Man.
Oh, God.
All right.
Hold on. He said that on national TV?
Yes.
Which is funny because it's the exact same question Shaq asked the first time we played that clip. He goes, did he really say that on live TV?
All right. Well, what do we got?
He said, I'm going to buy a water in the shape,
of the male anatomy. Yeah, you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
He used all safe words.
I know, but it's nonsense.
No, I get it.
So,
Have you seen the show? Have you seen the show? And you're saying that's the nonsense?
Point taken.
Man.
All right, so he's going to face our number 15 seed, which came to us initially from Steven on Twitter. MMA fighter Bobby Green talking about his upcoming fight and oh my.
How do you go out there and how do you see this fight playing out?
I'm going to smash him. I'm going to come in his face and I'm going to be all in his face until he wants me to stop and I still won't stop. That sounded really weird. I'm going to come in his face. I don't know. You can edit that out, hopefully.
Oh, he's out. He's out just with the little girl giggle. The little girl giggle doesn't get my vote. The minute you start giggling about it, like that, yeah, that's done.
All right.
And Skip!
Shannon moves on.
Good job, Shannon.
All right, let's go. Number 7 seed, podcast to podcast borderline from the Steve Austin Show. Came to us from Craig at our Gmail. I guess rubbing a guy is something you do in wrestling, but it takes this
whole
thing.
And in auto racing.
It takes this whole thing in a weird way.
Don't act like you're, you know, there just to rub somebody. You know, that guy was lucky to be with you. You know, that's the way you've got to look at it. And you don't want to stick it up his ass. I mean, you're not trying to do that because had times where guys were giving me rubs and I was giving them rubs.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
What?
Okay, that's awesome.
Thank you, Steve Austin.
I forgot about that one.
That's number awesome. 7 seed.
Man, that's a great 7 seed.
Facing your number 10 seed, this was Steve Harvey. It came to us from Mo at our Gmail on Oprah's Masterclass podcast, talking about waiting for his turn to perform stand-up comedy in a hotel room.
And so for 45 minutes, it was just a parade of men coming in that bathroom. And I'm taking off my clothes to get lathered up.
What?
Whoa.
It's time for Family Feud.
Why is he naked?
Introducing the men's room team.
Why is he naked?
What are you naked for, Stevie? My mom loves her.
I'm
going
to have to go with Steve on that one.
Me too.
Oh, no.
Steve Harvey would have no ratings. When Betty goes to the Great Beyond one day, Steve Harvey will lose half his rating. Right. My mom's constantly got Steve on her TV, and she loves Steve's suits. She goes, that man knows how to dress. She loves Steve Harvey. I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to our number 4 seed. This was from both Bernard and Alex at our Gmail. It was Sue Bird, who was coaching the Celebrity All-Star team. She thinks Ray Allen still has it, and she wants it.
Listen, all I know is Ray Allen still got it. And I'm going to try to ride that all night. But...
Oh, boy.
Sue.
Oh, man. She wasn't talking about his acting ability, obviously.
Clearly. That's your 4 seed, by the way. Facing your 13 seed came from King Louis. It's Kevin Harlan on the NBA on TNT. And, yeah, the play's from JaVale McGee, but it's really Kevin's call that gets us to the playoffs.
Lakers 41%. Inside McGee again. He is climbing the ladder and jackhammering those balls in, and he brings it down hard.
Sue Bird.
So, there you go.
Go with Sue Bird.
Sue Bird. Everybody moving on with Sue Bird.
I like Sue, by the way.
All right, cool. All right, our next one up here is going to be our number 5 seed. This came from Justin and Davian at our Gmail. It is... Skip and Shannon.
Man, they just dominate.
They just pop up everywhere debating Dak versus Jared Goff. And Skip derails the whole segment with this one.
You know, I thought it was my turn.
No, it's my turn. I don't know.
Skip, what happened?
Skip, the way I say work is supposed to be like tennis. Oh. I hit it to you, you hit it back.
Oh, really?
I hit it to you, you hit it back.
I wasn't finished with my stroke yet. It's like at mid-stroke. I hadn't finished.
Let him finish
once I snap my wrist, it's just going to be over.
Okay, go ahead. Right?
Oh, man.
How did we get in that?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, they're so hard to beat.
That might be your winner of the year. That's a number 5 seed.
And?
That's facing the number 12 seed. Came to us from Kron on Twitter. It's Ice Cube promoting the Big 3 on the same exact show, Undisputed. But listen to Ice Cube here.
Why can't a man believe in what he believes in and do what he wants to do? And without us coming down his back or throat or neck.
That's a variety of ways. That's a variety.
I like Ice Cube on that because I think Skip was trying to be funny. When usually he just says
I guess I was leaning the same way.
Kinda,
oh, no.
That was like...
Are Skip and Shannon going to get bounced?
They might get bounced for that one.
All right, well, we got one again. John?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'll go with Shaq.
You're going 10 seed.
I go 10 seed.
B-Dog.
Oh man, I'll roll with you all.
All right, there you go. That's a 10 seed.
Oh, actually, it's a 12 seed. Believe it or not,
12 seed. There you go.
So all right, so skip.
Well, there's always a 12-5 upset.
Yeah, that's
every
true.
Year. So just fill out your bracket.
All right, there you go. Number 6 seed. Too many people to thank for this one. It's from Shaquille O'Neal, and it's actually not Shaq. It's Ernie Johnson Jr. getting in on the conversation about what things do you smash.
I don't know if I smash anything. You know what I smash?
What's that?
Tricks.
Oh, wow. those bags of cereal?
I once ate an entire box of Tricks after a show. Oh, my God.
Oh, yo. Damn.
God, I love Ernie.
Damn, Ernie. You know what I smash? Tricks. Shaq almost fell out of his chair.
You saw, I was like,
Tricks.
I was like, Ernie, what?
What kind of Tricks?
What do you smash, Ernie?
There we go.
All right.
Me too, Ernie.
Yeah. All right, so.
Tricks. Bop, 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 bop.
Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
Ernie. Yo, yo, yo. Ernie J. Yo, right. Yo.
That's facing our number 11 seed, which came to us from Paul at our Gmail all the way from England. This was a mom who caught all the cookies missing in her house. Who did this little girl blame it on?
So who ate them all?
Someone come around and they just ate them all.
Someone come around and ate the cakes?
Yeah.
So someone broke into a home and ate Mr. Kipling's Angel Slices. Didn't take the TV, didn't take, you know, some jewellery. They took these cakes.
And it was a black man.
Okay, that's a winner. That's a winner.
She's my favorite.
The little girl. The black little girl advances. The black man's a winner.
All right, I'm gonna have to go away from y'all. Look, Ernie smashing them tricks is funny to me.
Black man. Oh, it was a black man. It was a black man. Yes.
Black man wins.
Another upset. Right. Another upset. She said,
and it was a black man.
And kids double down. Kids double down on lying too.
They do. That's an 11 seed winning.
I love it.
All right, a couple more quick ones, and we'll wrap the show up.
All right.
Number 3 seed.
Yep.
John Kincaid.
Is this incredible?
Out of 3 seed.
I made the bracket twice.
This was when we did the Origins show.
Oh, I like that one.
And John gave us this moment.
Yeah. If there are other things that you want Origin stories for, and even stuff with, if you hear us, Rob will bust on me, or I'll bust on Shaq, or Shaq will bust on me, whatever it is. So many people.
A Bustarama, John.
So many people sent that one in.
Welcome to the Bustarama.
All right, Nate.
It's the third annual John Kincaid Bustarama.
No one's beating off this one. Where are we going next?
Oh, Lord.
Who's trying to beat me there?
And it was a black man.
And it was a black man.
Thank
okay,
you, sweetheart.
Where are we?
All right. So that's the number 3 seed. It's facing off against the number 14 seed. This is from Detective Anil.
Mm-hmm.
It is Fox 29 in Philly. The anchors are coming back from break, but they seem to be grossed out by a man sucking on a cough drop, I think.
So Mike has been sucking on this cough drop for like, what, 3 hours? Just don't look at it.
It's got
hairs all on it.
I love the misstep at the very beginning of that. So
that's no.
I gotta go with JC.
JC or JK?
I'm gonna go with JK.
JK.
There it is, JK.
JK. There you go.
All right, last couple.
Okay, here we go.
Do them quick. Number 8 seed, Jarelf at our Gmail sent us this. From Colin Cowherd talking about Marvin Bagley Jr. before the NBA draft.
Now we're looking at Marvin Bagley. Yeah. He's my number 1 pick. I like his body.
Okay.
Oh, God, I like him.
He got a great motor. Look at that motor.
Look at the timeout. Look at his length. Oh, I like him a lot.
Colin.
Oh, I like him a lot.
Come on, dude. That's a great one. That's a great one.
That would have been my favorite one of the year, maybe. Facing the number 9 seed, Derek at our Gmail and Monty at Twitter both sent us Uncle Shay, Shannon Sharp, accidentally dropping the S-bomb on live TV.
Exactly. Yeah. Because he didn't. That didn't have anything to do with Jordan. Shit, Jordan wasn't winning the
shit. Chump don't want no hair, Chump don't get no hair.
I love that so
John
much.
Ass dude don't have no brain in it.
Slap me on the backside, brother.
I see.
Slap me on the backhand side, brother.
Okay, where you going, B-Dog?
Shannon, because he said it like he was talking to one of his own boys.
Yeah, I'm going Shannon too in an upset.
Shit.
Chump don't want no hair, Chump don't get no hair. Chavez, dude, don't have no brain in it.
That's great.
Oh, that's
right,
awesome.
Last one.
Number 1 seed, though.
Number 1 seed.
Oh, yeah, this
Shaq
is tough.
Shaq brought this into the show after the Alabama-LSU game. And we got something that will live on.
And there wasn't much to take from that game.
In infamy.
LSU fan came and stuck his finger in my booty. Okay. I don't play that shit.
Okay, that's awesome.
Submitted by Shaq, getting a number 1 seed.
All right, now who's it up against? Any chance?
It's up
upset?
Against the number 16 seed, who, by the way, would be Skip Bayless here.
Okay.
At a number 16. So we'll see if Skip can pull the upset. He's talking about Bill Belichick in New England.
So Belichick could be saying, okay, I'm sorry, Bob. I went out from under this. I sucked it up. I swallowed it for 1 year, but I'm not going to swallow it for 2 years.
Okay.
I think he signed a 4-year contract there, Skip.
Yeah, that's how that
yeah,
works.
So. No way is that upsetting. No. LSU fans stuck a finger in my booty is just.
Yeah, LSU.
That's the kind of stuff.
I don't play that.
I don't play that.
If your lawn is anything like Rob Jenner's, it's a mess.
What?
Your lawn, it's a mess, and we told you about this.
Oh, it's gotten better, though.
I understand.
Scott's has helped tremendously.
Well, you get the weeds and the patchy spots under control by feeding your lawn, and you only have to do it a few times a year with Scott's Turf Builder. Your yard takes a real beating from the constant wear and tear and overcrowding that weeds create, so fight back. Feed your lawn.
All it takes, Rob, is 4 simple feedings. One early in the spring, one in the late spring, one in the summer, and one in fall. For a green and stronger lawn all year long, Scott's Turf Builder will give you the yard nourishment it needs for your weak, ugly lawn.
Hey,
to recover. You want it to recover because your grass is going to be greener, it's going to be stronger, it's going to be more resilient, and it's all guaranteed because it's only from Scott's. And if you're not satisfied with the results, get your money back. Guaranteed.
Rob, then you'll be able to proudly say, this is a Scott's yard.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. All right, everybody. Well,
we ride.
All right. In the morning, life is real. We've got to pay
all right,
these
all right,
bills.
Panic, guys.
All right, you're heading to the beach.
Stop with the panic crap. Come
on
now.
You're heading to the beach. Be sure, bigpodcastwithshack@gmail.com. Send in your submissions. We love you, and we thank you for supporting the show. Tell everybody, and follow all the new stuff on social media, too, right?
Yes, sir. On Instagram, at the Big Podcast with Shaq.
Rob, I'm at the Waffle House. You want some panic cakes?
Oh,
Unbelievable. You know what? I will fight for the listeners of this show as long as it takes.
All right, guys. Have a great week, and Shaq, travel safely. We'll talk to you next week on our 200th show right around the corner.
Peace.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love you, Uncle Shaq.